Welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story comes to us from one of our friends, Mayor. Hey, Mayor! He sent us an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to our website, kidshortstories.org, send us your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And while you're there, don't forget to sign up for our kid shout-out so I can say hello to Nevon from Seattle, Stephen from Chapel Hill, Walker from Alberta, August from Portland, Lulu and Bowie from British Columbia, Grayson and Emmett from New York, and Weta from Dallas, and Tommy from Oregon. I am so glad that you guys are part of the Kid Short Stories family and on our Spy Kid team. Are you guys ready for today's adventure? Me too, let's go. One day, Mayor was playing in his backyard because it was a beautiful day and he loved to go outside. Outside is where all the fun happens. There is endless possibilities of all the fun things that we can do. Like maybe we could dig a hole that's super deep, or maybe we could collect a bunch of sticks and build a fort. Well, Mayor was really good at using his imagination to come up with the coolest ideas, and today was no different. He had come up with a plan that he was gonna build a secret fort, and wait, what was that? That was his Spy Kid beeper. Yeah, you see, Mayor was on the Spy Kid team on the animal division. So he was on the animal rescue team. And so he got all kinds of calls and emergencies about animals that really needed help. And sometimes people too. Well, this one was kind of complicated. As he listened to the message, it said, "Mayor, we need your help. We need you to go to the beach as soon as possible. There are sharks everywhere." Over and out. "Oh no, that is not good," Mayor said. "If there's sharks at the beach, that could get really dangerous if the people and the..." Ah! All right, well, Mayor has gotta get out of here, so he'll get back to building his fort later. So he's gotta go grab his spy gear. He ran upstairs to his room, filled his bag with all of his spy gear that he needed, threw on his jetpack, and blasted off. It was gonna be a long drive in a car over to the beach, so it's a good thing that he had his jetpack. That would get him there really quickly. As Mayor blasted through the clouds, he could see the beach in the distance, and holy smokes, it looks like a giant chaos mess over there. There are sharks splashing in the water. Looks like the sharks are trying to get up on the beach, and people are screaming like crazy. Wouldn't that be a scary thing to see if all the sharks were trying to get out of the water and onto the beach? The people did not know where to run. Well, as Mayor landed on the beach, things quickly made sense. There was a lot of confusion, but he started talking to one of the sharks. He said, Mr. Shark, what on earth are all of you doing? Why are you trying to eat all these people on the beach?"
"We're not trying to eat anybody. We're trying to get out of the ocean because there's a terrible monster swimming in the ocean."
"Wait, you're not trying... Oh, you're just trying to get out of the ocean." You see, I think all the people on the beach got confused and they thought the sharks were trying to eat them. But that's not true. Whew, that's good. All right. So, Mr. Shark,
you can call me Sammy.
"Oh, okay. Hey, Sammy, my name's Mayor, and I'm part of the animal rescue team in the Spy Kid division, and, so, can you tell me a little bit more about this monster that you say lives in the ocean?"
"Oh, yes, but he is so scary, and that's, you see, this story started spreading around the ocean, and we heard that he must be nearby, and that's why all of us sharks had to get out of the water as fast as we could."
"Okay, well, can you tell me, like, what this scary monster is, and maybe I can figure something out.
Oh, well, he's very scary to talk about. His name is Rusty the Minnow.
Wait, did you say Rusty the Minnow?
Yes, I did. Have you heard of him?
Mayor kind of chuckled to himself. I don't think so, but did you say minnow? Like a minnow?
Oh, of course I did. Minnows are very scary. And in the ocean, they always tell legends of Rusty the Minnow. That he is, you know, as big as a ship and as hungry as a piranha. And you see, our sharks can't handle that kind of a fish.
Mayor chuckled to himself. All right. So you're telling me that there's this fish called Rusty the Minnow that the whole ocean is afraid of. He's as big as a shark, or big as a ship, and as hungry as a piranha?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, well, that does sound very scary, but the only minnows that I've ever seen are very, very small, and usually they are afraid of sharks.
Oh, well, Rusty the Minnow is not like your ordinary little fish. He's massive. I don't want to talk about him anymore. Just go in the ocean, look around, and I'm sure you'll see him.
Okay, well, have you guys ever seen him? Like, what does he look like?
Oh, no, we've never seen him. You see, if no one has ever survived meeting Rusty the Minnow and swimming away to tell about it, no one has ever seen him before.
Oh, okay. And just like that, Mayor put on some of his spy snorkel gear and jumped into the water. You see, Mayor was really brave, and he wasn't really sure if he believed this legend of Rusty the Minnow being this ginormous, scary, scary fish? Because all minnows are really small, right? Well, let's investigate. As he started to swim around, there was nobody around. Only all these small fish. All the big fish had swam away. It's like they all got afraid and just took off. And so Mayor started asking all the little fish what was going on. Hi, my name's Mayor, and I was wondering, have you ever heard of Rusty the Minnow? And the little fish looked around and started to giggle.
Yes, we've heard of him.
Okay, why are you laughing?
Can you keep a secret?
Yes, I can keep a secret.
Okay, well, you see, we came up with this story about Rusty the Minnow, of how he's like a giant piranha, just to scare all the sharks away.
Holy smokes, are you serious? This was all a big trick to play on the sharks. As Mayor asked more questions, he learned quickly that this was totally a made-up story about Rusty the Minnow. It wasn't even real. But all the sharks believed it was real, and so they had to get out of the ocean. Okay, Mayor didn't know what to say. I have to tell the sharks that it's safe to get back into the water because they're scaring all the people at the beach.
Oh, well,
And the little fish thought to themselves.
Well, we don't want to cause a chaos at the beach, but maybe you can tell the sharks that Rusty the Minnow always swims around the beach, and that will keep the sharks away from the beach.
That's a fantastic idea. You see, we don't want real sharks swimming around by the beach. And so, that's exactly what we will do. Mayor raced back over to the sharks and told them the new legend of Rusty the Minnow.
Arr, Mayor started talking like a pirate. Arr, you see, there is a ginormous, scary, scary fish. You know, Rusty the Minnow?
And the shark started to shake.
Well, you see, Mayor said, he likes to stay right by the beach, and he looks for little sharks to snack on.
And the sharks looked around, realizing that they were right by a beach.
We gotta get out of here!
And off the sharks swam. I've never seen sharks swim that fast before, but they knew they had to get out of here, or else that scary Rusty the Minnow was gonna get him. What a silly story. And Mayor saved the day. The beach went back to normal, and the people went back to swimming, and sharks were never seen again at the beach. The end.